heart say amen. Let every heart say thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank and praise God for our wonderful musical choir and our musicians who serve the Lord. And you can tell in their singing and in their playing, they truly give God all they have. It is so good when you have no reservation when it comes to worship. Whatever you have in you, God gets it all from you. And it's just good when we lift up his name and just pour out everything we got. Amen? Amen. And truly, truly, the Lord works it out. We thank God for you on this morning. And those of you with your Bibles, would you turn again with me, please, to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. When you found that, please hold your finger there and stand as we make our proclamation. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. When you have it, please stand to your feet as we make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. While you're still standing, say Matthew chapter 9. Let us read together verses 10 through 13. Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 through 13. Let us read. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Think with me shortly from this thing. He chose me. He chose me. Look at one of your neighbors and smile real good. And repeat after me. He chose me. And I owe my life to Jesus. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I kid you not. He chose me. And I owe my life to Jesus. Amen. When we began reading this passage, we see that this is a very strange scene. Jesus is sitting down at a table, and he's not sitting with the highfalutin. He's not sitting with those who have the high offices. But Jesus has come to a dinner, and he finds his business to sit down at the table of those who are disrespected. He finds a way to sit down with those who are outcasts. But Jesus makes them feel invited. How many of you have been in a place where you know it took the Lord to get you there? Jesus has given them an opportunity that they never dreamed about. And where they were used to coming to the table, but they were not used to actually sitting down and eating. They certainly were not expected for this great man to come and sit at the table with them. So they are already happy and marvelous about this Jesus, the one who heals the sick, the one who gives sight to the blind. This Jesus actually pays attention to them. And it makes those other people angry because they have put a table, a seat at the head table for Jesus to sit up there. You know how it is? You ever been to a banquet? Everybody fights for the head table. Jesus in return said, I don't want to sit up there. You already have your titles. I don't need to sit at the head table. I need to sit with somebody who actually needs my presence. Well, I don't need to sit at the table and act like I got opportunity. I need to let somebody else know that they are important to me. So therefore, he sits with those who are outcast. He sits with those who are unloved. He sits with those who never had a chance to make anything of their life. Jesus did. And in Psalm 23, it says like this, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. The Lord opened a door that they had never seen before. Now let's look. Please don't close your Bibles. I'm in the scripture this morning. So here it is. They're at the table and they're at dinner. And here the verse 11 says, and the Pharisees saw it and they said, why did your master, this is my interpretation, why does your master have the nerve to pass up this great seat that we've given him? Doesn't he know this is where all the special people sit? Doesn't he know this is where all the money is? Doesn't he know when you take a picture with us, that shows you are somebody? How many times today, as children of God, do we wish we could take a picture with somebody that has a great name? How many of us wish that we could maybe sit down and talk to Obama by ourselves? How many of us wish we could have a personal interview with Oprah? Baby, let me tell you, between Oprah and Jesus, I'd rather sit down with Jesus any day. Between Obama and George Bush, I'd rather sit with Jesus any day. Condoleezza Rice, I'd rather sit with Jesus any day. Because I know when I sit down with Jesus, there will be a two-way conversation. I'll talk to him and he'll talk to me. I'd rather sit with Jesus any day. So they're sitting there having a conversation and people are looking on. But I want you to understand, Jesus chose where he wanted to sit. Child of God, my question to you this morning is, can Jesus choose your house? Can Jesus come to your house anytime he get ready? Can Jesus walk in your room anytime he get ready? Can Jesus just walk in your car anytime he get ready? Or does he have a certain time? Do you say, wait a minute, Jesus, I got on my Saturday shorts right now. Wait a minute, Jesus, I got on my hoochie mama clothes right now. Wait a minute, Jesus, I got on my catching clothes right now. But when Jesus chooses you, he chooses you in your nightgown. He chooses you in your work clothes. He chooses you when he gets ready. And then when he chooses you, he don't just choose you and leave you in the seat in the back in the door. But when Jesus chooses you, he brings you up and he sets you out. Because when Jesus chooses you, he chooses you so people can see who you are. Child of God, let's look at the lesson here. He says that the Pharisees were upset with him. But I love Jesus' reply in verse 12. He simply says, they that be whole need not a physician. But they that are sick. Jesus understands our condition, even when we don't understand it. Many times you look around the church and you see people that look like they've never had a problem. When we get together, all of us in our Sunday best, it looks like we've never had hard trials and tribulations. But I came to tell you, don't let the road fool you, baby. I came to tell you, don't let the smile get you confused. I know how to cry. I know what it means to have a heartache. I know what it means to be talked about. I know what it means to have your mind confused. I know what it means. Know what it means when you love somebody and they don't love you back. I know what it means to need a whole lot of money and you ain't got two nickels to rub together. Don't let the road fool you. I'm where I am today, not because I'm so good, but I serve a God who just did not walk by me when I was in need, but he sat at the table and said, what can I do for you? I serve a God today. So many times we walk in, we don't want anybody to think that we're human. But let me tell you, when you come before the Lord, you got to get naked. You got to say, Lord, it's not about how much money I make. It's not about what kind of car I drive. I need you, Lord. I need you. You got to come to the Lord and let him know, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou would withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? He said, I prepare a table. able in the presence of your enemy. What I love about Jesus, he does not wait until we get out of our mess, but he sits down with us right in the middle of our nastiness. Jesus doesn't wait until we take a shower, until we change our mind, but right in the middle of our mess, he comes down. He meets us where we are. That's why Jesus chose us. We didn't choose him. Because you know, sometimes with people, we get funny with you. I'll let you be my friend when you get some money. I'll let you roll out with me when your car looks better than mine. I'll give something to you when you can give something back to me. But I love the Lord. He prepared a table before you. He said, I know you ain't got nothing to cook. That's why I cook for you. I know you ain't got nothing to give me. That's why I came to give you something. I know you don't know nothing good, but I came to give you a good word from my Father, because he chose me. Look at your neighbor and say, he chose me. And then you ask yourself, why would Jesus want somebody like me to sit at his table? Why would Jesus want to sit at a table with somebody like us? Because Jesus knows those who ain't never had nothing knows how to appreciate whatever they get. Those who ain't never been nobody learn know how to act when he makes them somebody. Those who ain't never said nothing to nobody, when they get an opportunity to stand, they just stand and give it all they got. If you ain't never had a reason to sing, the Lord moves on you and gives you a song that the angels cannot sing. When we were out in the world, we did everything we was big enough to do. We just cut up and cut out. But when we come into the household of faith, we thought we were somebody. But when we sit down and we pick up his word, and when we read how the Lord was protecting us when we were out in the street, how many of you know today we should have been dead 6 feet in our grave? How many of you know today that if it were not for the Lord on our side in hell, we would have lifted up our eyes? But don't you know that when the Lord let you come into this earth, you came in with a purpose? Don't you know that when God told a doctor to slap you on your behind, he slapped you with the focus? Don't you know that God already knew what gifts he was about to give you? That's why, tell your neighbor again, he chose me. That's why it's so good not to be jealous of other people, because you don't know what God has sent them through. Looking around the room today, you cannot tell any, you cannot see that somebody had a nervous breakdown. You cannot see that somebody is having problems paying their bills. That's the goodness of the Lord. The Lord shines on us so good that when we lift up our hand and say, Father, have mercy, he shines down every blessing that we need. And the Lord, he brings us through time and time and time again. Look in here. Thank you, Lord. Look in here. If you're taking down points, the first point is the Lord has brought us from the outcast to the invited. He's brought us from being an outcast to the invited. Many times we sit on the sideline of life and we're so afraid to volunteer, because some of us we've been rejected so many times. I came to tell you, the Lord will not reject you. You don't have a high school diploma, he'll still accept you. You slip your verb, he still accept you. Every now and then you slip and you trip, he'll still accept you. You ain't got it all right, he'll still accept you. Every now and then you get mad and lose your temper, he will still accept you. Then let me tell you, baby, once God choose you, you are chosen for life. God doesn't get rid of you because you messed up one time. I tell you, you know what? As we're sitting here, some of you might not feel so good about yourself. But let me show you, you got some cousins. If you messed up last week and you still know the Lord loves you, raise your hand. Put your hand down. Just last week, if you said something contrary to the word of God and you still know the Lord loves you, raise your hand. What I'm trying to let those of you see, everybody, because we got it all right. We are in church because he has it all right. We are a work in progress. And all we ask you is keep looking at us, baby. We ain't got it all right yet. But just as soon as the Lord says so, he will fix it. Because what you say, girl? Jesus gonna work it out. And we just hold on to his hand. Deuteronomy 28 and 13. It says it this way. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Point number two is, when God chooses you, he takes you from the tail to the head. Many of us today, we don't like to think of ourselves as being without. Hello? We don't like to let people know we're insecure about some things. But I came to tell you, everybody in here has some insecurities. Everybody in here has some things going on in their life that they don't really know what to do with it. But I tell you today, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 13, if you would give your problems over to Jesus, he will not only fix it, but he'll bring you up. He will add to your self-esteem where your head had been hung down. He'll tell you to raise your head up where you've been walking slew-footed. He'll tell you straighten up and fly right, because Jesus knows how to straighten out a crooked path. Jesus knows how to raise up a bowed down head. All you got to know is you have been chosen. You've been chosen. And the Lord wants us to understand, because we have been chosen, there is something we need to do for him. Birds in the air sing praise to God all day long. When a lion roars, he gives praise unto God. But it is for us today to give our lives to the Lord. How is it that God chose us out of everybody else? Because God wanted you to give him praise. And you might ask yourself, well, Pastor, what do I have to praise God about? I'm so glad you asked me. I'm so glad you asked me. If you've ever been backed up against a wall and just called out mercy and God delivered you, you can give him praise. If you've ever had a storm in the midst of your sunshine, didn't know which way to turn, you can give him praise. If you've ever had somebody just turn their back on you after you've done everything you could, you can give him praise. If you ever needed a job and didn't know how to do it, but God opened the door and told you to walk on in, you can give him praise. If you've ever had two slices of bread and God told you, make some toast, and he gave you some jelly, you can give him praise. If you ever had to go up to the bus stop knowing you didn't have enough money, he said, look down, pick up your fare. You can give him praise. If you ever had a car that you had to lay hands on to start it, you can give him praise. If you ever drove up to a gas station knowing you had $2 and God took them $2, put you on full, you can give him praise. And you can give him praise because he chose you. He could have called somebody that was better looking. He could have called somebody that had a higher degree, but he wanted you to say, thank you, Jesus. He could have called somebody that had a whole lot of money. He could have called somebody that was sitting on full, but he chose you. He said, I need somebody in St. John to wave their hand and say, thank you, Jesus. He said, today, I need somebody who can look back over their life and see from whence I brought them and say, thank you, Jesus. Said, I could have went to the White House, but I came to your house because I know if you just look around and see what I did for you, you'll learn how to praise me. I don't know today, but somebody in St. John know what it is to wake up in the middle of the night with a toothache and you ain't got no medicine. But when you put your hand on your mouth and say, Jesus, for some reason, the medicine come down from heaven and you can lay back down and go to sleep. Jesus say, I need you to give me praise. Need you to give me praise. And I feel chosen this morning, because just like the sinners, I was a sinner, And you know what? What I love about the Lord is he didn't wait for Velda to get washed up. He didn't wait for Velda to do nothing good. But right smack dab in the middle of my mess, he said, look, girl, I need you to do something for me. And I had to look up and say, me? He said, yes. God is telling you right now, St. John, I need you to give me praise. St. John, I need you to lift your hand. St. John, I need you to say, glory. Because he knows. We know what it is to be blessed. We know what it is to learn and see the favor of God. If we would just look around right now and they say, Lord, I am so glad I could have been a street walker, but you saved me. I could have been a drug dealer, but you saved me. I could have had 15 children by 15 women, but you changed me. I could have been a pimp, but you changed me. Out of all that I could have been, I thank God that I'm more than I ever could be. I thank God that today I'm saved and sanctified. I thank God that today I got the activity of my limbs. I thank God today. Thank God today. Psalms 124 said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Child of God, just think about it. Where would you have been today if it had not been for God? Where would you have been today if you did not have a God on your side? What would our lives look like today? Many of us have been falling down, but just like the scriptures say, even a righteous man fall down 7 times. Donald McLaughlin said, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord loves us. And when he chose us, we are chosen for life. If you can't do anything else, just think about it. If the Lord had not answered you the last time you prayed, where would you be today? If God had not called you in from out of darkness, where would you be today? If the Lord had not opened the windows of heaven and poured you down the blessing that you needed, where would you be today? If the Lord would not open his arms and wrap them around you and rock you from sun up to sun down, where would you be today? Child of God, I tell you this morning, I am so glad it's not about me being your pastor. It's about me being chosen, because before I knew St. John, I knew Jesus. Before I knew how to get to altars, I knew Jesus. Before I ever met you, I met Jesus. He said, I've called you out. I've called you up. Now what will you do? We get in church and we get so sophisticated. We get so holy. We can't make no noise. But when we was out in the world, we used to king it up. We used to act real crazy for Satan. I need about 5 people that's not ashamed of the Lord to just stand up and say, glory. Hallelujah. I need about 5 people who ain't ashamed of what the Lord brought them. You can say, thank you, Jesus. And I need about 5 people that is glad that they're saved and sanctified, that you can give the highest praise and say, hallelujah. Because this means when the Lord saved us, he opened our eyes. Child of God, don't take your life for granted. You got to know you're special. You have to know that you are special. And the Lord wants you to be able to say, Father, I didn't know I could do this. This has to be you. God, I'm so glad. Could have been on medication, but you blessed me with good health. Could have been locked in jail, but you stayed in my row. Could have been in hell, lifting up my eyes, but you breathed your breath of life in me. Could have been anywhere, but God, I'm so glad that this morning I can stand in your house and I can say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Because got problems, I don't call nobody but Jesus. When I get down on my knees and I say, Father, I don't call nobody but Jesus. When I need two arms to wrap around me, I don't call nobody but Jesus. When I need somebody to understand my aches and pains, I don't call nobody but Jesus. And when I call him, Big Mama say, I know how to call him right. I call him until my toes curl up. I call him until my hair straighten up. I call him until I'm tired. I call him. And then when I call him, he shows up. He don't ask me what's wrong. He just do what I need him to do. Because he chose me. And I don't know about you, St. John, but I owe my life to the Lord. Everything I got came from the Lord. Everything I'm going to get comes from God. All that I am came from the Lord. All that I'm ever going to be came from God. Because I owe him. I owe him. I never let him down. Because he's all I got. But he's all I need. Because he chose me. He prepared a table and told me to sit down and eat. He chose me. Because when I didn't know myself, he knew me. He chose me. When he came through 42 generations, nasty as I was, filthy as we all are, he came. When he went up to that cross, knowing we had talked about him, knowing we had lied on him, knowing we had did all kind of evil things, he went on that cross. Why? Because he chose us when we could not choose ourselves. And then when they put him on that cross, where he hung from the 6th to the 9th hour, not that he had done anything, but because he chose us, he said, they can't afford the debt, but I'll pay the debt that they owe. So he hung on that cross. And when they took him down, they laid him in a borrowed tomb. And he laid there all night Friday. He laid there all day Saturday. He laid there Saturday night. But he said in 2007, they'll need a God on that side. So Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And when he got up, you got up. When he got up, you got up. When he got up, we all got up. And we got up because he chose you. You got up because he chose you. St. John, I don't know who else you're loyal to, but I owe my life to the Lord. The scripture put it like this. It is in him that we live, move, and have our being. If it were not for the Lord, we wouldn't have an opportunity. We wouldn't have a good opportunity to praise him. We wouldn't have an opportunity to breathe. We would not have an opportunity to raise our head. But the psalmist says, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, St. John. You have been chosen. Lift up your head, St. John. You have been called out. Lift up your head. Lift up your head and say hallelujah for the King of glory. The King of glory is in this house. And if you don't remember anything else, remember, you have been chosen by God. Doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Hallelujah. We'll be